December 2013, and Mandela becomes a marketing opportunity. Mandela, who was once a murdering terrorist communist aiming to destroy democracy and bring destruction to the world, is now eulogized by everyone who matters. That's the politicians and celebrities, who are mostly the same people. His years in jail must have done him some good. Is the lesson coming from them? Reforming him into a kind, thoughtful believer in reconciliation. He has even been raised by some to the status of a saint. I've been revisiting Bill Hicks, who covers, in his usual scathing style, this change from friend to foe, or vice versa, depending on usefulness to the powerful. On Saddam Hussein and the selling of weapons to Iraq by the US. Oh, Iraq! They have incredible weapons! Incredible weapons! How do you know that? Well, we looked at the receipt. But as soon as that check clears, we're going in. What time's the bank open? 8? We're going in at 9. Like many others, we raised a glass to Mandela the other night, even though he has become a celebrity politician himself and has now become a marketing opportunity. South Africa, meanwhile, is still one of the most unequal countries on earth. Not much change there then.